right now the situation is clearly serious in the sense there's been a lot of destruction. People have lost a lot of assets, livestock, irrigation's been very badly affected in places. Having said that, agricultural production is still existing and people are trying to find ways to adapt to the situation. We know also that livelihoods have been seriously affected with people's income sources being reduced. The amount of income they're having to spend on food has increased dramatically. So I'd say overall, the situation is serious, although agriculture remains a lifeline for these about 6.7 million Syrians who are still in rural areas. It still remains a very important source of income for them.
With conflict still ongoing, is now the right time to reboot the agriculture sector?
Clearly, the situation is complex and different interventions are relevant for different situations. What we found in the survey, though, is that in large parts of the country, it is possible to start to really increase investment within agriculture so as to get people back on their feet again and producing. This would have a number of impacts, we feel. In your introduction, you talked about the impact on humanitarian aid, but also, as importantly for us, is the impact that the people are telling us there would be an impact on migration. And we asked the question about agricultural intervention and how that might affect movements of people. And we were told that 94% of the communities said that it would have a positive impact. In other words, it would make people more likely to stay on the land and will also encourage people to come back. So these are also very important issues to consider.
And what types of interventions are being planned by FAO and partners?
Well, I mean, I think planning might be too strong a word. I think what we found is in terms of what would be relevant in this current situation, I mean, FAO is helping in several parts of the country. But looking ahead, what we found from the people that we talked to was that their first priority would be for things like seeds and fertilizers, which are in very short supply, pesticides, because pest outbreaks and diseases are a major problem, also drugs and feed for livestock. These are very important initial needs. But what the communities were saying to us was that after that initial period of helping them start to increase their production again, fairly quickly we could start switching to things like support on marketing, storage, processing, and credit. So there was, I think, an expectation by the communities that they could get going quite quickly and that therefore there would be less need for direct support and more, if you like, enabling support as they get fully into production again.
And what are the challenges?
There are a number of challenges. Clearly, we're looking at a situation in which the rural Syria has been depopulated, essentially. We have large numbers of IDPs. We have the population numbers have decreased dramatically. We have large amounts of destruction in certain areas. We have a lot of rebuilding to do in terms of irrigation structures. In Syria, it's quite dependent upon irrigation for agriculture. We also have a situation in which we have a decimated agricultural extension service, meaning that farmers are less able to get the advice that they would otherwise be getting. And also, of course, we have problems with the whole marketing of various crops. So there are major challenges. But having said all that, it's interesting to hear from the people that we interviewed that they feel that with a little bit of support, they can get going again. So I think the way to look at things for us is that there are major challenges, but that should not stop us from ramping up the investment now. And I think through doing that, where it's appropriate, we can make a difference.